Kaya Biz with Google at Infopi.
On Kaya 959. On the streets, on the air.
Tapa Karima joining us via telephone. Good evening and welcome on board.
Good evening, George, and good evening to the listeners of Kaya FM.
All right, firstly, you heard that the president is confirmed that Eskom is in talks with Botswana to buy power. And we also know, obviously, that South Africa is also equally supplying power to our surrounding neighbors as part of all these various agreements that are in place for quite a number of years. Firstly, your take on what you've heard about the prospect of Botswana supplying South Africa with energy.
Well, I think for as long as we have got politicians really interfering in matters they know very little about, there can be no hope for us. I think we are going to continue to be experiencing energy poverty as a nation. We are going to continue experiencing high electricity tariffs as we are. And we are going to have a lot of people's hearts broken because of the unmet expectation. Now, what the two presidents have done, as well-meaning as they might have been, they just failed to be able to grasp the basic principles and concepts of what the Southern Africa power pool grid entails and how that would be possible. So I make it very seriously. I always say that our politicians, and lamentably so in South Africa, even at Eskom, both in terms of the board, the CEO, the COO, none of these people know the difference between voltage and current, and they don't even know the relationship between voltage and current. And hence, they therefore can go and come up with very, bizarre and upset assertions as they are. Why are they bizarre and upset? The Southern Africa Power Pool Grid is a regional effort by the SADC countries in the main, where they were looking at transfer of power. It was founded in 1995. However, since then to this day, the problem is two. There has not been harmonization of the voltage of the grid connectivity. So what do I mean? Each country runs on different voltages. We run a 400 kV line. Okay. The Zimbabwe, they run a 300 kV line. In Botswana, they are running 132 and 220 kV line. And it's a whole host of other things. And that is really the problem. And on the other hand, there is a thing called a unidirectional line and a bidirectional line. Now, we are running unidirectional lines within the SADC nation, specifically within South Africa. And the reason why South Africa runs what is called a unidirectional line, meaning power can only go one direction and not in reverse, is because during apartheid and even into the dawn of democracy, we have this unwritten policy as a nation where we've said anything above 1,000 megawatts is strategic, therefore will affect our energy sovereignty. We cannot entrust it to the neighbors. Now, some people will quickly rise up and say, but hold on, we are getting power from Mozambique, mm-hmm. from Cahora Bassa, which is, technically not, technically so, but it's not the actual case, because that power is the power that in turn we are transiting for our neighbor, being Namibia. So it's actually Namibian electricity that we are transiting. Because of that policy which says anything more than 1,000 megawatts, we cannot entrust it to the neighbors. It should therefore not be surprising that we never harmonized the grid within the Southern Africa Power Pool Grid. There's been a lot of talk about harmonization of the grid so that the voltage can be exactly the same to enable or to make possible that which the two presidents are now telling us that they are going to be able to do. And it is a non-starter. So it is not practical. It is not possible. But it is embarrassing when the two presidents can be so misled to the point that they think that that which is, can be done is just going to be a flick of the switch and that can be done. Yes, we send electricity to our neighbors. If you look at Eskom's audited financial statement, we've sold so much electricity to our neighbors. including the electricity transit from Mozambique into Namibia. But our neighbors cannot sell into us because of that just basic law of physics, which they are not aware of. Now, if, for example, the two presidents had said, and not even the two presidents, if our own president here had been told that the only way you can even buy the so-called excess power from Zambia will be if the Zambians were to take that power into Namibia, because it is feasible to do so, and then for us to reduce the amount of power that we are now giving to Namibia in return, that would have been feasible. That is the so-called trade that could have been possible. So what I'm saying is that it is not, you know, possible, but it should worry us if a head of state can labor under such an erroneous belief that is not founded on fact that this can be done. And I think engineers, and ESCOM is replete with engineers, why they have not been consulted, the great engineers, why they have not been consulted on the possibility of this is beyond me. And it's not different to even the talk where the Americans are saying to African countries, including South Africa, that don't buy Russian oil. And you ask yourself, why would our government, knowing full well that it does not have the capacity to oil and refine oil, as the oil sector in South Africa is under the control of multinationals that are European and American, and by that it means that they cannot buy Russian oil in any case, why would you have a government and the president even seriously considering and entering into discussions with the Americans on that basis when that is a, it's not even a possibility? Because the problem we face on the energy front is that of ensuring that we can be continue to be self-sufficient, never be in a position where we import more than 1,000 megawatts, and I would say even 300 megawatts is too strategic to be important. We have got enough infrastructure in the country to do that and not have to rely on our neighbors, who are not why they can claim their surpluses. And at the same time, we should have done something about the refining sector. Now, instead of doing something about the refining sector, we've seen a government closure of refineries. And as a result, taking away that optionality, that insurance from our back pockets, where we could have been negotiating directly with a country such as Russia to either buy refined petroleum products or even buy crude oil for refining here. So we are suffering as a nation because of really lack of elementary aspects of energy. And when it comes to electricity, it is just, I just found it to be astonishing, to say the least, that the two presidents could have been engaged in the talk that they did, notwithstanding, as I say, this policy that South Africa had, which I hasten to add that there is a project called Mamabula, and I encourage the listeners to go and research it. Mamabula was to have been a 3,600 megawatt power station that was going to be constructed on site at that large coal deposit in Botswana, which is a stone's throw away. I think as the crow flies, is about 40 kilometers from Medupi and Kusile power stations into the Botswana border. But that project failed, even though the company that was promoting that project even hired politicians. They hired the former chairman of ESCOM, Dr. Ruel Khoza, to be on their board. They hired the late former treasurer general of the ANC, Babu Mending Simang, to be on their board with the hope that they could sell 3,000 of the 3,600 megawatts into South Africa. That failed. They could never get a power purchase agreement signed with ESCOM because of this belief that anything above 1,000 megawatts is too strategic. We can't be importing it from the neighbors. So I don't know why, when we've never invested in infrastructure to be able to import electricity or that quantum, the two presidents can tell us that we will resolve load shedding in South Africa by buying power, which we cannot buy because there's just no infrastructure to do that. You can't step up. You can't move from a 132 kilovolt line into a 400 kilovolt line, because it's just the basics of physics, and why they have not been able to consider that is beyond you and me, but we are going to be in the dark, needless to say.
Right. Tshepo Khadima, you'll notice I haven't even intervened or asked you any questions because I have more than 10 questions that are written down here. And quite frankly, they should not be posed to you. And you've put down a very strong argument on the table, certainly worth investigating, probing into. And I thank you very much tonight for really highlighting your side of the story. Really appreciate it. Energy economist Tshepo Khadima, thanks for your time, man.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.